It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Have you ever wondered the voices behind the like the phone prompts that you hear, like Siri or Alexa, or even some of the voices on TikTok that you can choose, like what they look like.
The voice that reads the text that you write on TikTok videos. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like there are TikToks of the voice actor doing that voice, like, hi, I am the voice on TikTok.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing. I think those are fascinating. So I guess the voice actor who originally recorded the voice for Siri. So if you've got an iPhone, more than likely you've heard Susan Bennett. She is the voice, and she didn't even know she was the voice of Siri.
She didn't know?
She didn't even know until another voice actor called her and said, hey, is this you?
Get out. Listen, how did that happen?
Listen to it.
We thought we were just doing recordings for phone messaging. And all of a sudden, you know, I got a phone call from a fellow voice actor in 2011 saying, we're playing around with this new iPhone 4S. Isn't this you? And I went, what? Unfortunately, none of the original series were paid.
Oh, listen.
Are you kidding?
And that is because we didn't have non-disclosure agreements. So we can, you know, promote ourselves. I guess that was the feeling.
Wow.
OMG. I mean, could you imagine how much that should be worth?
I mean, it should be worth. But, you know, when you think about it, a lot of those voice actors, they get paid just a set fee.
Right.
You give your voice to whatever you're doing the work for.
Well, yeah.
And it's theirs.
I do voice work a lot too, like across the country. And it's just like just a flat fee.
Flat fee.
For just doing the script.
Right, right.
And
so,
then they can use it however they want. Like,
so you don't
get
know
paid every time it gets used or played.
You don't know if it could become famous like that. And then you're just like, yeah, that's me. I got paid $200 for it or whatever it is, right?
Or like being the voice of the Yum Center.
Right, which doesn't get you much of anything.
Didn't get paid. Doesn't give me free concert tickets apparently either.
Yeah,
when
right,
I asked.
Right. No, I thought that was kind of
fun.
I thought that was kind of cool just to even just see what she looked like, you know? So we'll post it on X so you can kind of see it too. At Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so Jake is a New Jersey high schooler.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have just pulled off one of the greatest impromptu promposals ever. So he reached out to Bryce Harper, who is a Philadelphia Phillies player, with an idea to help him ask his girlfriend Julia to prom. She's a Philly super fan. Wasn't really expecting a response. Got one. Initially, Bryce was just going to like send a video via email.
Mm-hmm.
But then, since he lived in the area, he asked Jake, hey, do you just want to go over to our house right now together and ask? And that's what they did.
Immediate tears as soon as I saw Bryce. I love him so much. I just said, like, can I have a hug? Like, I couldn't let him go, you know? I had to make sure he was real. But obviously, as soon as I got a snap back, I was like, I need to hug Jake.
I was just scared that she wasn't going to answer the door because it was so spontaneous that, like, I didn't really have time to make sure that she was, like, ready for this or, like, if she was even home.
I don't actually know how you could top this.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's just kind of, like, wearing an Ace Frehley T-shirt, and they're standing there at the doorway. And, yeah, she hugged Bryce before Jake. And she's like, I gotta go hug him, too.
So he just, like, DM'd Bryce Harper?
Yes, and got a response, and then they just kind of figured out, well, I live nearby. Why don't we just go? And they, like I said, he was just kind of sweating, didn't know if she was home, didn't know if she was going to answer the door, if she'd be prepared. And yeah, it worked out perfectly. See the video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
There's a hack that you actually found with being able to mold emojis together and create your own.
You can create your own emojis.
Have you tried it?
I have not tried it.
I've tried it. It works.
Does it really?
Yeah, you Google
Emoji kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you can just pick like two that you want to combine and then it makes a new one and then you like copy and paste it, right?
Yes.
Does it get added to your keyboard?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a one-time thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a one-time thing. But it will pull up every single emoji and it'll give you like a blank plus blank equals this. And so you can take the,
the example of the video was like freezing, you know, emoji, sure. And then alien. And then you got a freezing alien.
So I could take maybe the crying laughing emoji,
yeah.
And
combine
it with the devil horns.
Oh, devil horns.
And
okay.
So now I've got a crying laughing devil.
Okay.
So that makes it a little bit more fun.
I wish once you make it in the kitchen, why aren't you able to add it to your cabinet?
Yeah, why? Let's see. Because
that sounds like a lot of work for just one little message.
You know, sunglasses emoji.
Okay.
Plus the poop emoji, yeah. Is poop with sunglasses.
Oh, see, I like that one. That one needs to be added permanently.
Or hearts, heart eyes.
Okay.
And poop emoji. Aw.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's adorable.
Yes.
Yeah, so
I don't know when you would use that one.
You don't necessarily...
The sunglasses could be like cool as poop.
You don't necessarily need to have a Google Pixel phone. You can do it on an iPhone.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just go to Google. Yeah, go to Google and type in...
Oh, you sent it to me. Thank you.
Yeah, Emoji Kitchen.
Okay, so I'm just going to save that. And it's just going to be in my pictures now. Oh, that's great.
You can save that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you sent it to me, there it is. Once you sent it to me as a picture, I saved it in my gallery.
All right. So now you can use it.
Now it's bigger. It's bigger than your standard emoji. Like it is a full picture size poop with heart eyes.
Right. That's so I could take the one. Oh, look at that. Man, you could confuse a lot of people if you combine weird ones.
You're going to be doing this all day long, I feel like.
I love it. Yeah, Emoji Kitchen right there. You can check it out at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll tweet out the link for you. So those chance encounters with someone you're interested in that failed to turn into something more. That's where we come in.
Do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist missed connections.
This is a man for woman. I'll go first. It's titled, I Feed Birds, Now Can I Feed You?
Immediately, why am I thinking about baby bird breakfast? Oh.
Ew.
No.
Ew.
Right? No.
Okay. All right.
No.
This is a long shot, but you only live once, am I right?
YOLO.
So I'm looking for a lady who has blonde hair and who has green eyes and very stocky legs.
Stocky legs?
You are built just like my ex-wife.
What?
I hated her guts with a passion.
This is not a compliment. This is not a compliment at all.
But I loved her body.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful.
Guess what? You have her body.
Oh, great. So, because that's exactly what a woman wants to hear is like, you remind me of my ex in the best way possible. So let's go.
And I want it.
No.
You were in the Kroger's parking lot,
uh-huh.
Leaving after what looked like quite the trip.
Ah, you had a lot of stuff in the car, huh?
I was the guy who was feeding the birds next to the dumpster.
Oh, wow.
We shared a moment when we saw each other. You could say we locked eyes.
Yeah, she's probably trying to figure out why that guy's feeding birds by a dumpster in the Kroger parking lot.
You bought Dan and yogurt and some bananas. That's all I could tell.
Very observant.
Then you left going southbound. I think you must work for the airport.
Why do we think that?
No.
She just could have been going home with groceries.
Instead of feeding the birds, let me feed you.
Ow.
I can tell you like to eat. I'm into stocky women.
Wow, not a compliment again.
So,
not a compliment.
Don't think that was an insult.
It is, a little bit.
You are my kind of flavor.
Ew.
Yummy.
No, sir.
Please respond. Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Little birdie.
Like, you want to be my little bird?
Right, exactly.
No, none of that.
Oh, shoot.
No, sir.
Craigslist missed connection.
Pro tip, guys, don't ever tell a woman, you look like you love to eat. Don't do that.
Okay.
This is a woman for man.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Sparky, the scruffy electrician.
Oh.
All right,
then.
Let's dive in.
Zap,
see
zap.
See if there's sparks flying. You came by my store with your partner to check out the big electrical box out back that someone plowed their truck into.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thank goodness you got there when you did. We had no power, and it was getting quite steamy inside.
Oh, I bet.
You were the shorter, scruffier one with several buttons unbuttoned.
Okay.
Wearing the rosary.
Okay.
You love Jesus.
Okay.
You were the spitting image of an ex of mine. Wait, I'm seeing a common theme with these two.
Right.
Okay. Definitely my type. Dang it, you're cute. And you know how to use your hands.
Oh.
And I like a man with a good job.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Mr. Sparky, my scruffy electrician, if you're single, or even if you're not.
Oh.
I've got a different kind of box for you to work on.
Huh?
And bang the dents out of.
Wow, that took a turn.
It did. It went a little harder than what I was expecting. Tell That's me the funny name. Tell me the funny name I kept calling you, so I know it's you. Hint, it rhymes with Sparky. It probably is Sparky.
It's probably Sparky. I'm like, they're not calling him Barky, is she? Wow. All right.
Well,
whether you're looking for the lady who has the stocky legs you just want to feed.
Right. Or the lady with the box that needs fixing.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, that got 16 ways of awkward, didn't it? It did.
That's what we count on, isn't it? Isn't it?
It is. It
All right.
is.
It's 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so this is one of those, like, here, hold my beer moments.
Love those.
Wound up costing this dude, but if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to body slam a killer whale.
Oh, you're going to lose that battle. Yeah, you're going to lose that one.
A killer whale.
Oh, exactly. Did we do that?
You're doing okay. Now, say I'm an idiot, but I have never once seen a killer whale in, like, a normal person's selfie video
body
or whatever.
Slamming
distance from you. Well, yeah. Exactly. Like off a boat.
Right.
I just SeaWorld or in some sort of Newport Aquarium or something like that, right?
On TV.
On TV, right? But this guy in New Zealand, his buddies, after he was like, here, hold my beer.
There's one in front of you.
He just launches himself off the boat, belly flops on top of a killer whale. Now he got fined about $350.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a no-no, officially.
Yeah, because, he was trying to injure
I was just trying to wrestle.
Get
him to submit.
Right, get him to submit.
Yeah.
And then another guy showed up, and it's like, all of a sudden now, you are in their world.
Yeah, and look like, though, they should be squishy.
So,
like, if you land on them, it'd be like jumping on a big, like, gymnastics mat.
I know killer whales, they've got a crazy name. They don't
typically...
Yeah, they
have killer in their name, which makes me a little nervous about all that.
Yeah, they don't typically attack humans.
Unless they're jumping on them?
They have before.
Okay.
So, this
and
dude...
maybe they might misinterpret your intentions when you're jumping on top of them.
I mean, taking it off the top rope to a killer whale may sound like fun until the killer whale's like, I'm going to bite you.
Yeah.
And then
Owie.
He gets his buddies to come over and do the same. So anyways, that guy fined from the Department of Conservation about $350. So
has PETA chimed in yet?
I'm sure they will. But
they're probably going to see footage of that and be like, hey, let's be nicer to our animal friends.
Right.
And not body slam them.
Which, they've got a point if that's the statement they're going to make.
Sure.
Yes.
But my money's on the killer whale all day long.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to body slam a killer whale, you're doing okay.
Just wondering how many beers led up to that decision.
Right. So what I want to know is, what's your best hold my beer moment?
It's going to be hard to top body slamming a killer whale.
Yeah, I took it off the top rope and body slammed a killer whale.
I'm pretty sure I won.
Well, the dude's alive, so maybe yes.
That is winning.
Yeah, that is winning.
That's winning.
Would love to hear yours, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories coming up next. There was video of a dude from New Zealand telling his buddies, we're thinking, here, hold my beer, and then launching himself off a boat at a killer whale.
There's one in front of you.
Oh! Where did it go?
I touched it. Oh my God, it's behind him. It's behind him.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
That is quite the story. So what is your best hold my beer moment? From Danny, when I was at an anime expo.
Oh, no.
My friends convinced me I couldn't do a push-up with a girl on top of me. Okay, I mean, I get that. Where, you know, if
like
we're
sitting
thinking,
on his back.
Yeah, if we're thinking cliches, anime, maybe, you know, a certain type of person, maybe not strength being the number one thing in there.
You're saying not a lot of buff people go to anime expos?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If we're following stereotypes.
Okay.
Anyways, Danny continues, asked a random girl to sit on top of my back and I repped that out like it was nothing.
That's right.
That's right, Danny.
Because I'm a beast.
Robert said, best hold my beer moment. I took a group of my friends out axe throwing for one of their birthdays.
Oh boy. Beer and axe throwing?
Yep. I was holding the baby.
Oh my gosh.
At a far distance, was just enjoying being the fun uncle so everyone could throw axes, feel irresponsible for an hour. So out of nowhere, my best friends demanded that we have a competition to see who could hit the bullseye first. I get roped in, hand the baby off to his mom, grab the throwing knife. Someone yells, go. I literally hit the bullseye first throw, turned back around, picked the baby up before the other two even noticed they'd lost while throwing more knives.
Oh my gosh.
I stopped there. Didn't do any more the rest of the day so I wouldn't ruin how cool that moment was with a mess up.
No, you stopped there. Yeah.
You're like, yep, hold my beer. Here, whop.
Deuces.
There it is.
I'm out.
Oh, that's fun. 502-795-1997, your best hold my beer moment.
Yeah, Alex says, I don't know if this constitutes a hold my beer moment, but when I was about 17 years old, my family went to Colorado to ski and snowboard. I fancied myself a decent snowboarder. It was more a lack of fear than skill. I was going pretty fast down the mountain, and there were two girls beside me yelling back and forth about whether or not they should go off the upcoming ramp to do a jump.
Oh, wow.
I saw it in the distance.
Oh, here it is.
People were sitting watching people go off it.
Yes.
Some were hesitating.
Yes.
I saw I had a chance to go off without coming to a stop. So in hopes I'd be inspiring, I yelled over to the two girls, just follow your heart. And proceeded to full speed off the ramp.
Yes.
Landed on my wrist.
Oh.
Needless to say, they decided not to do the jump. And I went down in the stretcher.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did not go off nearly as triumphantly as our axe thrower.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. And then finally, Jack messaged. It was Halloween, giant house party. Rented a bouncing house for adults to play in, which, sidebar, that sounds fun.
Fun times.
Yeah. There were a couple kegs. Great party. Guy says, hold my beer. Climbs up a tree. Gets on top of a two-story garage.
Oh, no, that's not a good
then
idea.
Then jumps through power lines, flips, and lands on the bounce house. Blows everyone away. Someone says they didn't see it, so
he did it again. Stop it.
What just happened? I didn't see it.
Oh, wow.
At least
he didn't, like, destroy the bounce house, because I was really expecting them to say, completely punctured the bounce house. It was done.
Right. Yeah. He
says, that's a good bounce house.
Someone definitely could have gotten hurt that night.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
But don't do that.
And that is your best hold my beer moment. I love that.
And that last one literally said, hold my beer.
He literally said, hold my beer. All right. Good stories. Thank you for that. It's always tough when you break up with your partner. Especially if maybe there is your favorite sweatshirt still over at their place.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, that's a casualty of war.
Yeah.
You're not
getting that back.
You're not going to get that back. You're not going to be able to be like, hey, can I come over and get my sweatshirt? They'll be like, heck no.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can get it back.
Have you been able to do that?
Yeah.
Get back like articles of clothes that you've left over at a partner's house?
Normally I give them back their stuff.
Because you've been broken up with.
Yes. Yeah.
So you won't necessarily like throw it away or anything like that.
No, I mean, it's normally like, you know, shirts and sweatshirts and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Never money, though.
No.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there was a great, I guess, story of a journey of a UofL field hockey shirt.
That you still have, right?
I don't think I have it anymore.
Oh.
It's finally gone away. But this was an ex of my wife's ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
So it traveled from her. She played field hockey at UofL to him, to then from him to my wife.
Yes.
And then my wife to me.
What a journey for a shirt.
And you know what?
That lived its best life.
What a great advertisement for jerseys,
yes,
or whatever brand of shirt that was.
Such a good shirt.
It's like, you know what? That has gone, and it is
super soft.
It is soft.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, I don't know. It was probably a late 90s at this point, late 90s sort of UofL field hockey shirt.
Doesn't matter if it's a soft shirt.
It was
comfy,
a soft shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a soft shirt. It rolled. So anyways, needless to say, that former UofL field hockey player never got that shirt back.
Oh, man.
Never got it back. But what if it is money? That's a little bit more.
That's a gray area.
That is a gray area.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get into that with Elizabeth, not my wife, our listener.
That's great.
Coming up here in just a minute.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Elizabeth, not Ben's wife. Wrote in, hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping to get a little help or clarity with this.
Okay.
About a year or so ago, my now ex-boyfriend, we'll call him Jason, gave me about $1,000 to help fix my car.
Okay.
Never asked for help or asked for him to pay for it, but he gave it to me knowing I needed it.
Mm.
It was a very selfless thing to do. Some may argue, namely me, that was the only selfless thing he did, but that's a story for another day. Anywho,
okay.
About 6 months ago, we broke up just because the relationship didn't work out.
All right.
Here's my problem. Now he's holding me accountable, hounding me for the money, claiming that I said I'd pay it all back.
Mm.
Not only did I never tell him I'd pay him back, but I don't think I should have to pay any of it back because I'll call that money his a-hole tax. For what he put me through. My friend backs me up and says, I don't know him anything, but my mom says I should consider doing the right thing and paying him back the money.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, why is adulting so hard? Anyway, what's your take? Should I ignore it, or am I obliged to pay back? Thank you, and I love your show.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the way... I gotta think that the way she said... I told him I'd never pay him back. It wasn't like, thanks,
at
honey.
The moment, thanks.
I'm never
going to
pay you back.
I don't
right.
think she said that.
I think it sounds more like it was a thing where she said, okay, thank you. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Babe.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, I don't think he can get that money.
I mean, I don't think legally. Maybe we should.
I mean, if this is court, and it's Judge Kelly, Judge Ben.
Yeah,
I say, you know, the money stays with Elizabeth,
right?
Because it
she
is.
She didn't ask him for it. He gifted it to her.
He gifted it to her, and yes, sure, you can call it the a-hole tax,
yeah,
and you can say, you know what, the wrongs you did as an ex, maybe that's where it stays.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think... See, he didn't lay out the terms by saying, you can pay me back later.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's her loophole in not paying him back. Right? I mean, is that what makes it a gift and not a loan? It would be a loan if he said, you can pay me back later. Right?
Yeah. Natalie texts in and says, if a contract isn't in writing, it doesn't hold up in court, especially if the title is in her name. It's like the title of the car.
Right. Yes. It's her car. Mm. Yeah. He doesn't really have any way to lay stake to it, right? Like claim to it.
Right. Another text, E from LJ says, tell the mom that she came from a different time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
This girl does not owe
when
him anything.
People were nice.
It was
and
a
courteous?
Gift. There's no way he can hold that over her.
Yeah,
it's
Jessica said if she didn't ask him for the money and it was technically a gift. According to Judge Judy, gifts don't need to be returned after a breakup. And I agree with that. So if Judge Judy kind of already laid down a ruling, we should probably abide by that.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's an actual judge.
She's an actual judge.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you have? Do you have a story about something that your ex still has of yours?
I paid for laser hair removal for an ex-boyfriend.
You did.
I can't really get that money back.
No. You can't throw hair back on him either.
No, I can't either. I can't do that either.
So it's just like,
you're welcome for his next girlfriend.
Yeah, that was an expensive gift that you...
He didn't really know I paid for it. I told him I had a gift certificate from the station. Because that was my way of saying, oh, hey, I've got this. Do you think you would use it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because I didn't want to say, hey, can I pay to have
the hair on your back removed?
Off your back.
See, You know what? That's another reason. You and I would have never worked out.
Would you have taken the laser hair removal, though, if I would have paid for it?
I tried laser hair removal, and I hated it.
You cried like
a
girl.
I have the redhead hair, which is difficult to get lasered off.
It's got to be really dark and coarse, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have seen through your lies anyways. Because you probably would have already made some sort of comment to me about, do you ever think about shaving your back hair?
Well, how attached are we to your back hair?
How attached are we? You know what? This has gone down a weird rabbit hole.
Didn't get it back.
And then we would have broken up, and this whole show would have just been awkward.
Yeah, it would have just been really weird. Yeah.
All right. Tell us... I think we're all saying that don't worry about it.
Yeah, Sandy says he only wants the money back because they broke up.
Right.
Like, he wouldn't be asking for it back if they were still dating.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And it wasn't like a conditional sort of thing.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and fix your car, okay?
And down the road, you
but
can help me
you
out.
And I, we're going to stay as boyfriend, girlfriend, okay? There's no deal like that. But yeah, tell us your... expensive item, maybe, that your ex still owns of yours.
Right.
Let's not talk about kids.
No, that doesn't count.
Yes, that doesn't count.
No,
but like
we're talking
material.
Objects or money.
Objects, right.
Yeah. Did you give money and they never gave it back or paid you back or whatever?
502-795-1997. We'll take those calls on the way next. So Elizabeth, our listener, she got her car fixed by a now ex-boyfriend to the tune of about $1,000. Now he's kind of been hounding her for the money back.
Yeah, this was when they were dating.
Right,
it
they're broken up.
It was like a year ago, and then they broke up like 6 months ago?
Yeah, about 6 months ago. Now her friend...
And he still wants it back.
Her friend kind of agrees with her and is like, yeah, you don't owe him anything. Her mom is like, you know what, you should probably do the right thing. Do the right thing and give him the money back, et cetera, et cetera.
Which, you know, we've had some listeners kind of... text in, like, is it worth it just to pay him to get him to go away? Or is he going to continue hounding you for it?
I guess
so
that is an argument to be said.
Would it be worth it to just say, all right, fine,
you know,
give him the money back and be done with it?
You know, you're not, well, I mean, if she doesn't have the means right now to do that, then I can see why that's difficult.
Natalie said she can file for harassment if he keeps it up. She said, doesn't hold up in court. Documents do, though. If he didn't get a document signed by her or anything, then he's out of luck. Lesson learned.
Yeah, I like to the point that you just said, Lisa texted in and said, as a person who welcomes people out the door when they are ready to go, I would pay back the money just to get him away from me.
Yeah.
Why have the stress of him hounding you in your life?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, legally you might not be entitled to the money, but he's also not entitled to be a nightmare in your life either.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Does any, have you actually told the story of your laser hair removal, or did you just gloss over that?
Yeah, no, I think we covered it.
Okay.
I paid for the laser hair removal.
All right.
Yeah. He didn't know I paid for it though.
Yeah.
It was he thought it was a gift certificate that I had for free. And so, yeah, so that's done.
Then
and then,
you know,
so I'm not going to go back and say, oh, by the way, I did pay for that. I'm going to need the money back.
Yes. Yeah.
Then, yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's just a loss.
Then
and I consider it a gift. It was my parting gift.
Sure.
And his new girlfriend who would enjoy it.
How close to you gifting to breaking up was that?
Oh, it's just, we weren't together all that long. It was a couple of months.
So it was just like months later?
Yeah. I was a little premature in the gifting of the laser hair removal in hindsight.
You were like, listen, I want to get him exactly how I want him.
Should have been
right now
in a little bit more of a solid relationship situation before doing that.
These are all lessons that you learned through life. And had you not gone through this,
it worked out. I've moved on.
That's right. You've moved on. You're fine. You're happy now. So everything's good. All right. Well, hey, hopefully that gives you a little clarity, Elizabeth. To the $1,000 that your ex gifted you.
Yes. She's got to decide, okay, is he going to continue to hound her? If so, is she going to, like, take it to the legal level in getting a restraining order or harassment?
I hope it doesn't get to that.
Yeah. And that is, she's got to decide if she wants to let it escalate to that or if it's just worth it to her to just, you know, clear the slate if she can.
Yep. So there you go. That's your ruling from Ben and Kelly Court.
Kirk says a Kelly coupon.
Okay. Oh, the laser hair. Yeah, you did.
That's kind of what it does.
There you go. That is group therapy. So let's play a fun little game, shall we?
We shall.
We shall. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and we are introducing you to Keith calling us from Corden. Hi there, Keith.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on? So, hey, Keith, real quick, Corden, right? What's in the old space where butt drugs used to be?
I don't think anything yet.
Nothing has inhabited the butt drugs yet?
No.
Yeah, because
those houses over butt drugs.
I really miss butt drugs.
You just can't outdo a store name butt drugs.
I've got
my coffee mug here that still says I heart butt drugs.
It's legendary.
Yep.
One of my favorite t-shirts.
And I like to hold my finger over different words so it just says I heart drugs or I heart butt.
My cousin's wife worked in the pharmacy there for the longest time.
Such good shakes too.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yes.
All right, so let's get the stats on Keith real quick. Keith, you got to tell your woman to be quiet when we're talking, all right?
Listen.
Hush your woman? Is that what you said?
We're trying to have a conversation on the air here, and she's spouting off in the background.
Listen, I apologize. Apologize.
He's got brown hair, drives a Jeep Wrangler. Oh, my gosh.
He wants to play too.
He's done.
She's done. Okay, thank you.
He wants to play too, though.
Thank you. I understand. No, it's a very exciting game.
I love her enthusiasm.
Keith's got brown hair, drives a Jeep Wrangler, is a road service tech, and has been married to, I'm assuming, her for 10 years.
The greatest, that's right.
Okay.
He's lucky. He's been blessed to be married.
He's been blessed.
Thank you.
Hey, Keith, between you and me, is it just ever annoying? Just sometimes, just,
Ben!
You know, it's like, she just...
Ben! Stop! You're going to get
in
the trouble.
You know, because, you know, like, you'll be in the middle of something and
like a radio
their
contest.
Little side note.
Yeah.
You're right. It's the little side note stuff.
You know what? She might be helpful with the answers, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She's going to kill me when we get off the
phone. We love her.
All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, you get to hear three stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult? You know, ask your wife, make sure that she He's okay with every answer.
All right, here we go. First one.
I thought it would be a great idea to fill the bathtub with water and put a live duck in.
A live duck in the bathtub.
All right.
Why not?
A drunk adult. I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult
suddenly needs a pet duck?
Yeah. Okay. I think they put the pet duck.
Did she sign off on that answer?
Did she sign off on that answer?
She didn't? She thinks it's a little kid? I think it's a little kid.
She is.
Okay.
I think it's
all right,
a little
kid. You say little kid. Heath, you say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Little kid was right.
Is she like, see, I told you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is too much right now. This is too much.
I would always feed this one duck at the lake by my house. I realized that he would go where the food was, so I led him all the way back from the lake and into our house.
That's classic.
Like, hey,
my sister was supposed to be watching me, but he was a terrible babysitter and was somewhere else doing something else. So my mom came home from work to a duck in the bathtub.
That's awesome. Listen, he's going to be my new pet.
That's right.
We are going to be best friends. I made him a little lake.
All right, Keith, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a pole and ended up in the hospital.
Licked a pole, ended up in the hospital.
Yep.
Drunk adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say drunk adult.
Yeah, that's a drunk adult there right there. I went sideways.
I heard her in the background.
She's like, drunk adult. She sounds like she has experience with that.
It does. All right. Wait, what did you say?
I'm sorry. Like, maybe
licking pole?
Knew somebody
is that what
that.
Is
no,
that what you
what
just
meant.
Said?
That's not what I meant.
Keith, you heard it too, didn't you? Keith, you heard it too.
No.
Yeah.
The way she said it.
Keith's
led
like,
me to
giddy
she
up.
Saw somebody do this at a party.
Oh, God.
God.
This is off the rails. All right, so Keith, what did you say? Drunk? What did you say? I don't even know.
Drunk adult. Yeah. We all agree, drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult.
Just give us the answer.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
Of course. Yeah. Gotta be drunk to do that, right?
It was at a frat party. I was hammered. Someone dared me to lick a light pole and ended up getting a nasty bacterial infection.
Ooh.
Spent almost a week in the hospital. I'm much more selective with where I put my tongue these days.
Okay.
That's really good advice. But who knew that was possible?
Yeah.
A week in the hospital, bad infection.
All right, let's get this last one done here. Little kid, drunk adult.
My cousin and me spray painted ourselves blue.
Is that your wife, Keith?
I was going to say, did she
run around the corner and call us?
Valerie sounds drunk now.
Oh, shoot.
It did. That was had a little drunk.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with drunk adult again.
You're going to say drunk adult.
Also, maybe currently drunk. Okay. Yes.
All
I agree.
Right. All right.
What
so,
is it?
So both of you said drunk adult?
Yes.
The reason was we were kids.
We were kids.
Yeah, I do think she is drunk.
She might be.
And our cousin had told us there was a marble in the spray paint.
And that's all we got.
That's
there's the marble in the spray paint.
Okay.
Let's get the marble out of the spray paint.
When you shake it, that's what it sounds like.
Wow.
She had the game backwards. You're not supposed to call in when you're a drunk adult.
Yeah, that's right.
She got confused.
That's right.
She got confused.
Oh, my gosh.
That is
all right.
Fun.
Hey, Keith, congratulations. You're a winner.
Really, Keith and his wife. Right. This was a team effort.
It was.
It really was.
It was a team effort. Okay. Keith, I'm thank you for hanging out with the show this morning.
They're going to have a great time at Holiday World.
Please thank your wife for hanging out with the show this morning as well. May you have many more years of wedded bliss.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. We love this show.
Thank you, Keith.
It's great.
Right. We're going to put you on hold real quick sec. All right, hang on.
You know what? I feel like they're the king and queen of Corden. That's what I think. That's what I'm dubbing them. Keith and his wife, King and Queen of Corden. Yes, that was fun. That was fun. Stop it. Remove your finger from the show.
There's people who have no idea what you just said. Remove your finger. There's the majority of everyone is like, from where? All right, it's little kid, drunk adult.
Mug, oh God.
We would need your submissions to make this bit possible, okay?
Yeah, we need more stories, so just, do a little voice note. on little phone, like hit record, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com, turn it off.
Little kid, drunk adult.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start with Lindsay. She messaged us a few days ago and says, hey, my 36th birthday is today, and I'd love and appreciate a shout out. If possible, use my entire name.
Lindsay Yeary.
Yep. Shout it out with the throwback song.
36 today, you still look good.
Yeah, 36 is about to be popping, y'all. Love y'all. There you are. Throwback Thursday. When the pimp's in the crib, my pocket like. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. When you're hearing Carrie Hilson, you can win this morning on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, Beth said, let's go back to 1999, 2000. In honor of graduates this year, the song Graduation, Friends Forever. This is also going to go out to Jay. Last TBT of the school year for Oldham County.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Throwback Thursday. Don't matter about the rest of our lives. But we will still be together.
Yeah. Friends
forever. All the memories.
Oh.
Writing in yearbooks don't change.
Oh, Tish says all of my feels. My last baby attends preschool graduation today. I get it. I have an eighth grader graduating. He's going to be a freshman next year.
Okay. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Dr. Aaron texts in and says, just celebrated my 8th anniversary, so how about a little Jason Derulo talk dirty to me?
Right.
That's right. That's right. Who's calling doctor now, huh?
Oh, my God.
Play doctor. That you get on. International. Get jazzy on. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Oh, man. Spencer graduates kindergarten today, too. Graduates today. Tish is all like, how about move B? Because this traffic from southern Indiana to downtown's ridiculous. Also, when my babies were little, they loved this song before they knew and mommy couldn't jam it anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess we could do that.
Yeah, just
real quick.
Don't listen to the lyrics, kids.
It's fine.
Can you imagine if they go into kindergarten
going,
screaming this?
Move!
Get out the way!
Throwback Thursday. Walking into kindergarten like. Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX.
Oh, we got to give a shout out to Nicole. She moved to Virginia Beach, Virginia recently. I still listen 600 miles away. The radio stations here don't compare to your show.
Thank you. Oh, that is awesome.
Nicole, we're not playing your song, but we miss you.
Yeah. You got it. Sorry.
Thank you for listening.
That's an executive decision,
we
but
don't
you
have
know,
that
it's,
one.
It's all right. All right.
Oh, we love you, though.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Who is this for?
I don't know.
A kid who like turned down for what?
I think so.
Mom embarrassed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we like to do.
Move B for kids.
Oh, anyways.
You
throw
just made that up.
Back Thursday. Do what?
Turn down for what?
Yep, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
That was for Cindy from Simpsonville. She
right.
said her daughter, Cora, loves the song. Always too embarrassed to admit it. Her last day of sixth grade is tomorrow at St. Michael's.
All right, Andrew said, hey, ask my wife to choose between Creed's With Arms Wide Open or Higher. Her response, gross. She's actually mad now. It's our 10-year anniversary, and she wants John Legend All of Me.
Oh,
I told her, you have a phone, so let's do this.
Wow.
Let's just do some rock, shall we?
We're poking the bear.
What?
A little.
You're calling his wife a bear now.
What?
Okay, Throwback Thursday. Let's roll. Oh, Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, rock.
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 It's 99.7 DJX.
Andrea, can you play Selena Gomez for Eliani? She graduated kindergarten from JRE yesterday. Go Jags. Oh, it's so cute. I mean, it's a different Selena song.
I mean,
when
come and get it.
It well, oh, that's probably
Thursday.
Not appropriate.
It's all good. Too late now. Let's roll.
No, we're too deep. So, baby, whenever you're ready.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Brittany, shout out to her daughter, Brianna, graduating from Spencer County High School. Sophia has a couple of middle school graduates, Sophia and Hadley. Once Survivor by Destiny's Child for surviving middle school.
Yeah, surviving middle school, no joke, you know?
Yeah.
One of those grades that, you know, everybody's just trying to figure it all out, right?
Yep.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Quick shout to Frank. I've got windshield wiper anxiety now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Once Missy, I can't stand the rain. All right. You know,
that's a good one.
We might have to dip into one of our sister station's catalogs here to try to get that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Us,
that's legal. Yeah.
All right.
We got a backdoor key.
We have a backdoor key. We have it. We know the secret knob. Hey. Hey, it's your old pals, Ben and Kelly. Let us in just for a second. We need to borrow a cup of sugar. And some Missy Elliott. All right. We'll give it back as soon as we're finished. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
When the rain hits my window, I take it. Me some, me and Timberland, ooh, we sang a dangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get thinking tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo. I smoke my on the D-do.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX, BT Dubs. You're listening for Carrie Hilson. Then you can actually win tickets to see Carrie Hilson along with Tank and the R&B Money Tour. Coming.
That's a fun right. bonus.
Yeah.
Jessica says, needs to hear Flo Rida for my senior at Central High School who's graduating on Saturday. Paige, aw, congratulations.
Apple bottom jeans.
Boots with
boots
the fur.
With the fur. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. You know you've made it when your club banger turns into a Kroger commercial.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. That's a stamp of approval right there.
When Kroger is using your song that used to be a club banger and people would wear scantily clad, barely nothing, and dance on
bet they never
bars.
Thought when they were dancing on the bar that one day
that
they hear
meet.
This in their Kroger commercial.
They're like, oh, yeah, I do need more peaches and tomatoes. All right, Throwback Thursday.
So versatile.
99.7 JX. Luden says, hey, I need Hillary Duff.
London.
What did I say?
You said Luden. As
oh,
in the cough drop.
Kind of like the cough drop.
Yeah, no.
How
it's
do we
London.
Know? How do we know?
Well, it's spelled L-U-N-D-E-N.
Okay.
I can read.
All right. They're once again making fun of my disability. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Look, she said her name in it too. London, Paris. I remember talking to Hillary Duff in a hotel room.
Oh,
and I asked her what the craziest thing she did, like rock star.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Disney girl,
sure.
you know, one of those, right?
Right.
I was like, have you ever had any sort of like crazy rock star moments in a hotel room?
Yeah.
And she was like, I once threw raisins out a window and tried to hit people.
That's hardcore.
I was like, Hillary.
That's respect.
Easy.
Yeah.
A Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 JX.
Hayden says, play Animal I Have Become.
All right. We'll do Martin Garrix Animals. How about that? I like that one.
That's good.
I mean.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Goes so hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I really think that Hayden enjoyed that. That's what I think.
It's Throwback Thursday. Remember, you're listening for Carrie Hilson on 99.7 JX. Sarah's like, hey, are you that somebody, Aaliyah?
Taking it back to the 9-8.
Oh, the 9-9.
Oh, the 9-8.
9-9-8.
With the baby.
You Have a Baby.
In a song.
In a song. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
You can't not do the baby sound of that song, right?
Right.
No one's doing the baby sound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you gotta. Renee rolls in. Hey, Bella, graduating today. Toxic Britney Spears.
Yes.
This is her last Throwback Thursday she can hear before school.
Oh, enjoy the end of fifth grade.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Ellie says, Kesha, we are who we are because the hot and dangerous line gets stuck in my head all the time.
All right, we're running out of time, but I'll let you hear that line, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hot and dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us.
All right,
okay,
good.
That's it.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday. Look, we accommodate, right?
We do.
We do what you want us to do.
We
are literally, here for you.
We literally say, like, play the whole song.
Nah, we never do.
No, we never do.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Who is this?
Carrie Hilson.
Got it.
Pretty Girl Rock. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, and it's finished.
Oh, look at that. What a good finale, because we're giving away tickets.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Jennifer, you got yourself some tickets for the R&B Money Tour 2024 with Carrie Hilson there. Tank Carl Thomas is coming to Palace June 5th.
Cool.
Fun.
Cool.
Sweet.
Sweet. Yeah. All right.
That's a great start to the day.
Yeah. Hang on in line a quick sec. Okay, Jennifer?
Okay.
All right.
And she'll be singing that in the palace. Don't hate me.
I hope so. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What's you up to?
Oh, my God.
Well, I was here for the ticket.
No. I understand that. But what you up to?
I'm here for the awkward conversation.
Yeah. We'll get to all of that. Okay. I just want to know what you're doing today. Like, what? Do you have anything fun planned for this weekend?
Yes, we got the gazebo festival.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
okay.
We're not giving you tickets to that right now. We are hooking you up, though, with tickets to see Carrie Hilson, Carl Thomas, and the R&B Money Tour 2024 with Tank there. So that's coming to the Palace June 5th. You got yourself some, okay?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, yay. Good. Sorry for the intrusive questions.
No. Okay. Anna, they could have been a lot more intrusive.
See yourself.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Are you ready? Do you want me to give you some more intrusive questions?
If you want to.
Okay, what's your relationship status?
I'm married.
Oh, married. Okay, are you looking?
What is the matter with you? What is this, Ashley Madison?
I don't know what that is.
How you do it, Kelly?
All right, Anna, hang on the line a quick sec. Thanks for hanging with the show. All right, hang on. Oh, shoot.
Oh, you're so awkward.
Throwback Thursday. Hey, by the way, if you want more of those tickets, you got a bonus shot at WDJX.com and... we'll do it again next week.
Oh, look at that. Next Thursday, another opportunity.
Yeah, on Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. So I'm not going to try to spoil anything for those of you who have yet to see Bridgerton season 3. But I will say that the carriage scene is going viral. And in it, you hear this orchestral version of Pitbull. To which... this has gotten now the attention of Pitbull himself. And he's like, hey.
What just happened?
Yeah, love the fact that you are using the orchestral version of Give Me Everything. You know, that song that he did with Neo, right? He says, this again shows the world how music is the international language that transcends over boundaries, more so how a hit song can remain timeless.
Timeless when you just make it orchestral.
Yes. Which, by the way, when my daughters were infants, we had an orchestral version of, like, some hard rock songs.
Yes. Like, I had lullaby versions of hard rock songs.
Yeah. Like, orchestral sort of lullaby, sort of, like, I want to say, like, Metallica and Led Zeppelin and all those, like...
and they work.
And they do. They sounded great. Yeah. They sounded great. So Bridgertoning pop songs is kind of a thing. So I figured it might be kind of fun to see if you can identify, Kelly.
Okay.
These Bridgerton versions of pop songs.
Okay.
So first of all, they're all songs that we have played 1,000 different times.
Okay.
But it's in a version like that.
And it's going to sound real different.
It is going to sound different. All right.
Okay.
I'll give you three. First one. Here we go.
It's familiar.
Yep. I can give you a hint.
Give me the artist.
I'll give you a hint for the artist.
Okay.
He has two other brothers.
Nick Jonas.
Yes.
What's his one hit that we played? Jealous.
Yes.
Jealous.
Look at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would have never gotten that without a hint.
Jealous.
That's good, though.
I know. Not bad, right?
I kind of want the album now.
All right. Next one. Again, these are songs that we have played 1,000 different ways.
They sound so different.
Yep.
Any idea on really? This one either. Let's see if anybody's texting in the answer. Nope, nobody else knows it either.
Nobody's helping you.
What is that? What did you give me a hint on the
Okay, so
again?
I'm going to give you a hint.
I need a lifeline.
We heard it in another huge movie from last year. Like, record-breaking movie from last year.
And Taylor Swift? Are you talking about the Eras Tour movie?
No.
Oh.
No. Talking about the...
What was the movie last year that broke records? The Top Gun Maverick? It's been a couple years ago. I'm really bad at this game. What is it? Just tell me what it is.
Barbie!
What song is it?
This is... Billie Eilish.
What am I made for?
This
really?
Is yes.
Oh, I don't.
Happier Than Ever.
I did not get that at all.
Happier Than Ever.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you got one more?
Yes, one
this
more.
Is really.
So
painful.
Far, you're very, very bad.
I'm
at this.
Really bad at it.
All right, last one. Bridgertoning pop songs.
Okay. That's Sia.
Yes.
I love cheap thrills.
Yes! This is it.
That is good. Yes, I knew that immediately. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there you are. I want cheap thrills.
Yeah,
there it is.
That's
very
great.
Good. Very good.
Okay, finish strong.
1 out of 3 is failing grade most of the time, but you know what? On this show, we're
grading
good.
On a curve.
That's right. Grading on a curve once again. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Audrey and Gracie were separated as toddlers in China, adopted out by separate families in the U.S. They met for the first time on Good Morning America in 2017.
Mm.
And it was a hugely viewed story.
I feel like you did that as a feel good story back
then. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And then now they're high school graduates. And get this, they were actually each valedictorians of their classes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously our situation is not like other twins. You know, we met 7 years ago, but we've just had so many amazing opportunities and we've been able to travel together and experience so many firsts, which has been special. And I think just the best part is spending time with each other, getting to experience like little bits of our lives together and just seeing how we've matured, but how we're still very similar.
Yeah. And I know, Gracie, you flew in for Audrey's graduation. And congratulations to both of you valedictorians.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. That's amazing in itself. But what is it like to share these milestones with your sister?
It's been really special. I'm so glad that I was able to to go down to Wisconsin and celebrate Audrey. Of course, like as Audrey mentioned, our dynamic is not ideal. It's not like most twins, but I'm so glad that I was able to just go down and be with Audrey on her special day. And then when I graduate, she's going to be able to come to Washington
in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Audrey's going to Vanderbilt, on to medical school. Her sister Grace is playing soccer at Eastern Oregon. So Expedia gifted them both with $5,000 so they could continue to travel to see each other.
That's cool.
Yeah, they see each other about twice a year now.
But
it was just one of their moms saw a picture of identical looking babies on their birth mother's lap before they were adopted out. They were given up at 15 months old. And so one of the moms like, I have to find out who that other baby is. And that's kind of how the story of how they found each other to begin with started. And then they have this relationship and they've been able to, you know, they're being across the country from each other. They've been able to get together twice a year and still form a really close bond and be there for significant moments like graduating high school.
Nice.
Yep. You can see their story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without being a jerk and then telling everyone that they'll have to save themselves when you're seated in an exit row on an airplane, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, that is not the answer they want to hear. Well, see, they ask you, listen, are you going to be able to, in the event of an emergency, help out? Because that's the duty of sitting in that row.
Yeah, and if you say no, then typically they will reseat you,
yes.
And that's it.
They will get someone else who will say yes.
So how did this turn into a setting the bar story? Everyone on the plane going from coming out of Charlotte had to deplane.
Oh, you're kidding.
After
everybody got off the plane because of this one person?
Well, first, she joked that she wouldn't help in an emergency. Like, are you going to help? No. She said,
okay.
She said, I guess I'm not going to save anybody. If something happens, I'm going to save myself first. So again, normally when you say that, they just say, all right, that's cool. Does anybody else want to come and sit here? And then they just kind of switch your seats.
Or she says, just kidding, I will help. She didn't say that, though,
but
right?
She ended up, I guess, being a little bit more of a handful.
She doubled down?
Flight attendants.
Uh-oh.
So I guess she started yelling about getting home to babysit her grandson. She said she was going to call her lawyer.
Oh!
She was using
racial slurs. Oh, come on now.
And then the pilot eventually called the police to escort her off the plane.
Oh, that went downhill fast.
Here is someone filming as she was arguing with staff.
That lady came and asked us. We got witnesses. We all agreed. Everybody can witness that.
Yeah, so no word on any charges, but she kept yelling and carrying on. And I'll tell you, when you do that stuff on a airplane,
they don't mess around.
They don't mess around.
They don't mess around at all.
Yep. So that's why it's a setting the bar story.
So I guess we know who not to call if there is an emergency.
Yeah, this lady.
She is not going to be helpful.
Nope. So the full list of rejected vanity license plates for the state of Kentucky was released.
Oh, I bet there's some fun ones.
Yeah. So I guess there were 583 submissions that were turned down by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
That's a lot.
I know. So, I mean, I kind of knew that you couldn't put maybe like brands, political sort of messages and swear words on there. I guess they also make sure that you say you cannot exceed 6 letters. It can't be any sort of discriminatory or promote, you know, any sort of trademark or brand name in addition to all that.
All right.
But here are some of the ones that non-vulgar attempts, including duck it.
Oh, I see what they did there, though.
They were trying
to get around the system.
They were trying.
They were trying to work it.
Duck it. Fat A-Z. Fat A-Z.
Oh, wow. That,
like Fat Arizona, it could be.
Sure, A-Z. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
That got nixed as a Kentucky license plate. Dior.
What's wrong with that? Oh,
well,
it's just a brand.
Oh.
Well, but what if they just like it?
Ouija. Like Ouija board?
Oh, yeah.
That got nixed.
It's a little psycho.
Tall, H-O-E, tall ho. I think tall.
Could be tally ho.
Could be tally ho or could just be tall ho in the driver's seat.
All right. All right.
And one of my faves, Fartin.
Fartin?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
F-A-R-T-I-N, Fartin.
Yeah.
That one got nixed.
Aw, dang.
I know.
That one's just kind of funny. Like, I would have been. Now, see, I they probably have to consider, all right, would this be distracting? In traffic, like, is that going to be right. something that people are going to be like
sure.
paying attention, it, laughing I mean, at, and then not pay attention to traffic?
It
get an
still makes me laugh to see what people think they can get on a license plate.
Oh yeah,
like
they're still trying.
Like P E E N U S.
Oh my god,
that was one that got rejected.
Oh really? So it got it?
Yes.
Oh, I yes. expected that one to like slip through.
I know. Through the cracks. I mean, come on now. Anyways, I tell you what we'll do. We'll tweet the denied personal list out so you can see it.
Oh dang.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
So then at that point, do you just give up and just have like a regular license plate? Or
yeah,
do I'd love to see what they ended up with.
I guess. Then you're finally like, fine.
Yeah, because you have to pay extra for a vanity plate.
Yeah, you
plate.
Do. Yeah.
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 So are you gonna is it gonna be worth it if you can't get the P-E-E-E-N-U-S that you wanted to put on there?
I know. A-S-S-E-S, that was one.
Yeah.
F-U-K-R, that was one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like, how do
Come
you think
now.
That's going to actually get approved?
You know that that's going to get denied, right?
Right, right.
Maybe they just
A lot of variations of that, too.
Sure.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll tweet it out, at Ben and Kelly Show. Hot AF, that one got denied.
Oh, dang.
I know.
I'm upset for that person.
I know, because what if they are?
What if they are? True statement.
All right, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.70JX. You can see that at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.70JX. Luckily, your Kelly K made it through the censors
it did. It
back in
right
the day.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right. It's Doja Cat on 99.70JX. I have fallen down the wormhole of looking at these vanity plates that have gotten nixed.
You're still doing that?
For the state of Kentucky. I mean, things like ramen.
Ramen?
Yep. R-A-M-E-N. That
I mean,
got
that's
nixed.
Not even is that a brand? Or is it
it
just
is.
Like, a, oh, it is. That's
it
an actual
is.
Brand.
It's okay. an, I, well.
Or is it just a type of noodle?
I don't know. That's a
I
great question.
Was, I thought there was different brands of ramen noodles.
Yeah.
It yeah. shows how much I eat them.
I'll tell you, if you haven't, go back to it. Because the way people are doing ramen now, way
Good
better.
Stuff?
Yes.
Okay, that was college for me.
Yes.
It was
no.
a fancy meal for college.
That's actually, that is one of those fancy meals for us now.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. D-U-M-F-U-K.
Oh, come on now.
How do you think that's going to
get
approved?
That is never going to fly.
200 MPH. Nope. That got nixed.
Oh. But yeah, because, well, you can't drive
right.
that fast.
Right. S-H-1-T. That one got
yeah,
nixed.
Yeah, no, that we know what you're trying to say there. That is not appropriate.
Oh my gosh. These are so funny. Aw, Jetta got nixed.
Oh, no.
Aw, that would have been good for
well,
my especially Volkswagen.
Especially if you were driving an actual Jetta.
I know.
Aw, that should have,
yeah,
should
like
have
things...
had a little clause for like, well, okay, for real, it's on a Jetta. So yeah. that would work.
But still, it's a brand.
Ah.
So, anyways. All right, if you missed anything else from the show, you can always catch up podcast, WDJX.com. Got a lot of great stuff to get to from hold my beer moments
yeah.
to owing your ex money.
Yeah.
Little kid drunk adult went off the rails today.
Yeah, it
because
did.
Someone in the background wouldn't shut up.
Hey, now it's Kate's wife. They are the king and queen of Corden. I've dubbed them king
okay.
and queen of Corden.
All right. So, team. Yeah, plenty of stuff to catch up on there. WDJX.com. What else, Kelly?
Just a little shout out to the Lumpkin family. That I just love them. We had our eighth grade crossover last night at Cal. One of my son's friends, Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
was graduating with them. They played basketball together this year. And his dad came up to me last night. He's like, are you on the radio? Like they just discovered.
You're like, yes, but I
this
am.
This whole year, this whole season.
I am.
They had no idea. I was just, I'm just Jake's mom. But it was just really
right.
sweet when people that have been interacting
right.
with me for a long time just find
just
out what
out.
My job is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
That's fun.
So yeah, I had a good time. I have a freshman now.
I know. Congrats.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Like people were messaging me like, I remember when you were pregnant. I remember when you announced you were pregnant. I remember when we rolled out and found out he was going to be a boy. Like people, like, I'm like, I know.
I know.
Can you believe it? That's crazy.
I'm waiting on my Percocet.
That happened.
I'm waiting on my Percocet.
In the hospital. He's laying there as an infant on my chest, and then I was on the radio, and you recorded that and didn't live for a long time.
It did.
It's not anymore, though.
I know, not anymore. Time. All right. Well, hey, congrats to your new high schooler.
I'm going to start day drinking.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.